Eddie, congratulations. Did you always believe you could do it?
I did, yeah. I mean, obviously that was hard for the players to think that at half-time. You know, we didn't have a good first half, and credit to Fulham. They started, you know, we looked very nervous on the back foot, which is unlike us, but that's what happens. That's why you use these games, to see how players react. You know, we deservedly went one down. We couldn't get any foothold in the game. You know, it's hard to get instructions on because we're a little bit raggy, not how we planned. But then, you know, we got two goals within, I don't know, 2 minutes or whatever it was. I wasn't comfortable. We didn't have a foothold in the game. I think Fulham's fully deserved to be 3-2 up at half-time. And then, you know, with the goal disadvantage from the first leg, you're staring down a barrel, really. So it's then about taking a gamble, and that's what it was. It was taking a gamble. You know, we had to change players. You know, the three boys just weren't having good nights. So sometimes you have to do that. It could have backfired if we'd had another injury. We had players out on their feet at the end. But they found that inner belief. You know, Serenkembo's wonder strike gave us a footing in the game. You know, not often it is fitting that, you know, our best player this year in the youth programme, Dominic Solanke, scores the two goals, a fantastic header. And then, you know, we get a bit of luck that we didn't have in the away game. You know, the luck comes from Roberts, you know, is a wonderful player at this age, hitting the post, and, you know, Dembele sort of got caught up in his feet, but Mitchell makes a big save, and Christensen clears it off the line. And then, you know, that last minute will stay with them for the rest of their lives. It's things you dream about. It's like a fairy tale moment. I'm sure they thought about that last night. Dominic would have been thinking about scoring the winner in the EFL final in the last minute. You know, Charlie Colquitt's composure in the 90th minute to back-heel it is sublime, and that's what you want from young talents who hopefully are going to play for this first team. And his finish, left foot, is brilliant. And, yeah, I'm really pleased for him because, obviously, you know, he's our top scorer, but he hadn't scored for three games, two semi-finals and the first final. And, you know, I have total belief in him because he's produced for me all season, and he's got massive potential, and it was a special moment. I should remember it for a long, long time.
As you say, it's sort of Roy of the Rovers stuff, isn't it?
Well, it was that type of game, wasn't it? You know, obviously I'm an ex-defender myself, so the defending needs are not to be, but you know, we've talked all week about getting to the last 20 minutes, 15 minutes with a chance to win the Youth Cup, because the pressure then builds. And Fulham were in a position where they had it and they could only lose it, but we could win it. And I think we won it. And I think we deservedly won it, because I think we've been the best team. And that's no disrespect to them. They're a top team. And they were very, very gracious in defeat. They acted with a lot of class, like we did last year when Norwich won here. And Steve Wiggy came in the dressing room, and that takes a big man to do that, to say congratulations to all the players. That was probably a good a moment as I've had in football in my coaching career for somebody to do that. So he has my utmost respect after tonight, because that was a class act. Yeah.
And a great history now for you in this competition. And you mentioned the defeat last year, and the memories of that, I guess, were maybe what helped pull you through this evening, amongst other things.
Well, you know, we had a couple of meetings yesterday because, you know, the starting 11, 10 of them have been with me since July the 1st. They're just our normal youth group, which was quite exciting. And then you've obviously got the five players that were on the pitch at the end last year, which, you know, those memories only get wiped out when you experience a night like tonight. Yeah, I should never get over losing last year, because it should never have happened. So for me, I'm a winner. I should be standing here with three winners' medals, but I haven't. And that's just how I am. And I want my players to be the same. But they found something from somewhere. So, you know, and you can't say they were lucky goals. They were quality goals as well. And that's pleased me, because I think the football we played, you know, has been special. But it was an unbelievable final. And it was a credit to both academies and the people that work in them. And that's not just the people that are involved in this game tonight, because we have an unbelievable team of people at our academy that was for them, because their support round on round, travelling. We take 50 odd people to every away game. They went to Newcastle, you know, they went to the Emirates, they were at Dartford, Sheffield Wednesday, you know, Cardiff, and obviously Craven Cottage. And, you know, they believed, you know, it took a lot for them, because they went through that pain last year. And I'm absolutely delighted for them, as much as I am the players. I'm really, really thrilled for the staff. They deserve this moment. Yeah.